This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
With whatever is on your mind, the us in studio tonight is Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And as we kick off our number three, we've been talking about the opioid crisis. Some people are trying to say it's an epidemic, and I don't know when a crisis becomes an epidemic or if it's just one of those things to where, you know, some politician has declared sort of like states of emergency. To where, you know, like it takes the governor holding a press conference before a state of emergency is actually officially a thing.
Yeah, it's interesting. And you know, a lot of people in the Discord have been bringing up the war on drugs, which we really didn't even mention during that story. But absolutely, you know, I read a statistic that said, you know, at the beginning of the war on drugs, there were about 1.5% of our population was addicted in some way, and today, you know, after $1 trillion and you know,
we've gotten that number down to 1.5%.
Right, and it's just remained flat. It's such a failed program, and what we've got out of it is the largest prison population. We have jailed millions of people for possession of a plant that should not be a Schedule One drug. It's not on the level of heroin or other opiates, and it does have medicinal uses. I think there's been enough studies to make that clear.
And there has been legislation in enough states where they've created this thing called therapeutic cannabis to show that there are medicinal uses.
Yep. But that's not how the feds have reacted.
Right. We'll continue with the article from, where's the article from?
Chicago Tribune.
We'll get back into that in just a moment, but first to the phone where we've got Bobby calling in from Lakeland, Florida. Bobby, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
But how you guys doing? I'm glad Chris got to know the Rajneesh. That's pretty wild. They got that Netflix documentary, Wild Wild Country, that just came out. I'm going to watch that now after Chris gave that little introduction on how he actually got to see the place. That's pretty cool. But down here in Florida, during the height of the pill mill epidemic, I knew a guy. He could go into one of the pain management clinics with $500, go in, see the doctor, and within 45 minutes, you go and see the doctor, and you come out with 180 OxyContins, and they would actually like dispense the pills right there before they put the ban where you can't dispense the pills where you prescribe them also.
Right.
So that was one of the, so a lot of the pills are coming out of Florida. And, you know, $500 cash and you were gravy. All you had to do was walk in there. Oh, my legs hurting, my back's hurting or whatever. And, you could just walk out. And, I could see how that was a problem. But now they've done so hard with the regulation. I have a buddy. He got burnt, you know, pretty bad throughout his whole body. Now he has to personally get the prescription from the doctor. And then he has to see a regular physician and go to the pain management. And then they, PTAC. Test him to make sure he's taking the medication and not selling them, and he has to have the physical prescription and now take the physical prescription up to the pharmacist. They can't dispense them there anymore, and I mean it's just it makes it much harder on him because it's hard for him to move and get around. And then now the regulation is really overregulated on how you can get him since they scheduled to I think a 2 now.
Yeah, it's just ridiculous. And this is what happens when government creates a problem and then decides the government's going to fix the problem that they've created. And I, you know, in this entire thing, it goes back to sticking their nose where I read the Constitution and for the life of me, I cannot find the part on medicine. Where is that part in the Constitution?
I think there's a line that gets drawn though. Like there's a big difference between like recreational drug use, medicinal drug use and abusing drug use. Like, they're three separate categories, and I feel like it's so sad when people out there that have a genuine, like their life can be literally better with a particular drug,
sure,
has trouble accessing it because of the people that abuse it. Like, well, that's what really irritates me.
The question is the question for me at least is
interstate commerce.
Well, yeah, thank you, Daryl. That's been the excuse for every interference in most of our history.
Right, see, because I'm drinking water that I got out of the tap instead of buying an Aquafina.
Right.
I am interfering with interstate commerce. Something should be done about this.
Right, so that was the complete abuse of the Constitution that led to the government being able to control things under the Pure Food and Drug Act, which turned into the FDA. But to answer your question, I think in a more libertarian society, we would accept that there's going to be some people that are going to abuse drugs.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to happen. But the question becomes...
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's all right.
Go ahead, Bobby.
The question... Let me finish my thought real quick. The question is should government be the one that makes all these decisions for everyone, and they make them with a blanket policy that's going to apply to the person who's maybe doing things recreationally and the person who needs them for the medicine. I trust a doctor more than I'm going to trust a politician or a bureaucrat.
I mean, really, it's a matter of the person, though, because there's plenty of doctors out there that get paid to write prescriptions, so they'll, you know, prescribe their patients something they don't need because they get a bigger cut to feed their family at the end of the day. I mean, bad people come in the private and public sector.
Go ahead, Bobby.
Mean?
No argument.
Yeah, now it's now, you know, all black market and undersell. So I'd much rather see it like you guys would. I'd rather see where my one friend can walk in with $500 and come out with whatever the doctor did prescribe him, because that's the laws that they set up. If the doctor prescribes it, you can get it. And I'd rather see that being able to be happen than my friend going in pain and having to go to five different places just to really get his pain medicine that he really has to have. And I think you guys are dead on. And the argument there is that the overregulation now is hurting people that really need it, and the people that want their pills are just black marketing it anyways.
Right.
So I'd rather see my friend not hurt than not having to go through all them steps than to see like I said, I don't want to see him getting more hurt just because this black market now, and so they're doing it anyways. Just
right.
Baseline. Yeah. Thanks, guys.
Bobby, thank you for the call. And then one other problem is you've got this situation to where, let's say you do have multiple doctors for different things. Those doctors aren't easily able to communicate because of HIPAA.
Right.
So you've got,
great,
you know,
point,
like your arthritis doctor that doesn't talk to your general practitioner, who doesn't talk to the doctor that deals with something else.
Well, Daryl, there has to be are HIPAA agreements signed by you authorizing all these people to be able to share your private health information, which ends up being a gigantic cluster F, and it's unmanageable. I mean, because we have so many advances today in medicine, you know, a lot of people during the course of their lives are going to see perhaps a dozen specialists, because different specialists will be able to help you. That's a good thing.
I forget what the requirements are, but there is some information that most patients accept when they go to see a doctor that gets stored in, like, what's called like the Medical Information Bureau, which is it's like a source of information that's interchangeable between doctors. So like life insurance companies and stuff like that, when we were to write policies on someone,
mm-hmm,
we would obviously have to do medical background checks. So if people were to lie on their initial application and, you know, not mention they had hip surgery when they're
right,
applying for a long-term care policy, then we would actually see that in this database of information. So there's certain things that technically,
right,
I think maybe the way, because I was thinking, how would that work with HIPAA? But maybe there's certain things that patients, when they agree to be treated by a doctor, are kind of saying, hey, we consent to this information getting passed.
And oftentimes you do when you go into a doctor's office and they say, first of all, before
new
we can do anything,
new
patient, yeah, sign all these releases and things like that. But HIPAA was it was and is a disaster. It's added trillions of dollars to healthcare costs.
Yeah,
no
I just remember my aunt telling me when she was taking my granddad to all kinds of doctors when he had dementia that none of the doctors knew what the other ones were doing.
Right.
This is Free Talk Live. Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
From the second letter of Captain Mark. Any pirate knows that commerce is communication. Markets condense oceans of information into a single price. Innovations in communication are circumventing the scrutiny of the crown. This signals a change in the coin of the realm. The crown uses digital currency to surveil, censor, seize, and destroy wealth at will, so pirate currency must protect us from this weaponized money. We need to move funds further, faster, cheaper, and without third-party observation, basing decisions on an accelerating flow of information. So pirates require nearly instantaneous transactions with no arbitrary limits on volume or artificial influences on fees. Most importantly, a pirate currency must preclude centralization. Otherwise, it will become another link in our chain to the crown. A superior currency will result in the obsolescence of the coin of the realm and the extinction of the crown itself. Trade above the grid. Join us at PiratesWithoutBorders.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com.
Zencash is an end-to-end encrypted system with zero-knowledge technology over which communications, data, or value can be securely transmitted and stored. With over 7,500 secure nodes, Zencash has one of the most distributed node systems of any cryptocurrency. Zencash is a platform for cryptocurrency and communications built by voluntarists for voluntarists, with the ideas of voluntary interaction being written into the white paper no less than half a dozen times. Learn more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've been talking about the drug war and more broadly about the opioid crisis epidemic situation, to where, Chris, you've got a report about the prescription rates for opioids have dropped in the United States over the last how many years? Like 10, 15?
Trying to find out where it's just like an annual. It's measuring things annually, so it doesn't say.
Okay. Yeah, I thought somewhere at the top it had mentioned over, like, the last decade.
Biggest drop in 25 years, but okay. Still it's a year-to-year drop.
Okay,
9% average drop nationwide.
Well, we'll get back into that in just a moment. But, you know, I want to tell you about something that libertarians have been wanting for a long time, and, well, it's finally come to fruition over the last year or so, and we're helping build it. That's liberty.menu. It's a directory of liberty-minded businesses, and it's a tool for our community. At its core is a directory for events, businesses, digital content, and more. Listings can be rated and reviewed, kind of like Yelp, but there's also a bit of a social networking aspect where you can actually connect and share with other users. Use of liberty.menu is exclusively for individuals who reject the initiation of force and for those who agree to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle. Put your voluntarist ideas into action at liberty.menu. Use code FTL to get a special Free Talk Live listener badge. That's liberty.menu. Use code FTL to get that special Free Talk Live listener badge. We can't give you a discount to liberty.menu because it's free to use, but you can get a free badge to go on your profile. Liberty.menu.
Nice. The story from the Chicago Tribune continues. The federal government and about half the states have enacted restrictions such as limiting dose or duration of opioids that can be prescribed. Insurers and drugstores began imposing similar limits on opioid use for acute pain as opposed to cancer and chronic pain patients. The Drug Enforcement Administration, DEA, increased prosecution of heavy prescribers, and numerous medical groups have issued guidelines urging prescribers to offer other pain management options when possible and to limit doses and duration of opioid prescriptions. Despite those measures, deaths from drug overdoses have continued to increase. In the U.S., and an emergency room saw a big jump in overdoses from opioids last year, according to government data. Doctors have been heeding the message from medical groups, and some worry they'll be arrested or lose their license if they provide too many opioids, says Bob Twillman, executive director of the Academy of Integrative Pain Management, which represents doctors and others who treat pain patients.
And I'm certain that too many opioids is just a decision that somebody makes, and we just think that you've prescribed too many.
Right. More to the point, somebody at the DEA or FDA comes up with a random number. It's undoubtedly arbitrary. They'll say it's based on some study, and it probably is, but in the end, medicine is like the most personal thing. Like right. No two patients could ever have the exact same needs.
You've not used enough leeches, so therefore we're revoking your witch doctor license.
Yeah, but it is. It's craziness. And, quote, we get a lot of phone calls from patients whose primary care doctors have said they won't prescribe opioids at all, unquote, and want referrals to other doctors, Twillman said. The opioid data is part of IQVIA's annual report on U.S. drug spending trends. It noted that last year, the total spent on prescription drugs after multiple discounts and rebates drug manufacturers give to middlemen was $324 billion, up 0.06%. The report forecasts that after such discounts, drug spending will rise by 2 to 5% annually for the next 5 years. It's where we're at. I just really wish that there were a little bit more freedom involved in this whole thing and a little less government.
Right. And I'm sure there's somebody listening that's screaming at their radio because they're afraid to call in to 855-450-FREE, that's screaming at their radio saying, well, just take cannabis. Well, I know that the people that really, really, really love cannabis want to say that, like, it will cure anything.
Right. Mm-mm.
But there are some people that might not have a good reaction to cannabis. There are some people that, you know, whatever the condition is, it only responds to opioids.
Right.
So opioids in and of themselves are not a horrible, horrible thing. They're just not used properly in a lot of cases.
Right. But they've also been used for thousands of years. This is not something new we've dreamt up. We've dreamt up new ways of delivering them in pure forms.
Right, like the OxyContin.
Sure. And you know, then new sort of derivatives like fentanyl and things like that that are much, 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 much stronger. But, you know, just the idea that the plant, the opium poppy, does
it
not have
to say, though, like,
go ahead.
Like, here's something. Like, when you have drugs that are regulated in the market, right? Like, because there's a free market, there's a black market. But, like, if you go to a CVS, chances are everything in the bottle is what it is. Whereas
correct.
If you buy it on the street,
you have no idea.
You have no idea. So, to some degree, everything in the pharmacy is regulated. Everything
yes.
on the black market is not. So to some degree, is regulation not providing at least a safer oversight? Like, where
here's what I would
let's look at vitamins and supplements.
Well, hold on. to your point, what I would love to see would be people who say pharmacies still say we want to see a prescription. We want to see a doctor say that you need this particular drug. So, you know, sort of a baby steps towards put in your body whatever you want. But if they were allowed to do that without interference from the government, don't you think prices would go down, service could go up? And then this is what we
but
see
I'm
in other countries.
Like, that's kind of like a separate issue. My issue or my point is, if it's safer, why is it safer to go into a pharmacy than it is to buy on the streets? And is that not because of the fact that there is regulation? So are some regulations and oversights kind of providing a safer...
This is a function of a profit motive. So you have a profit motive at the pharmacy level. You have a profit motive at the drug manufacturer level. And if you make things freely available and not difficult to provide when people want them, then the black markets go away. That's the point.
Right.
And you can get more people into a, you know, at least a industry regulated model by allowing more people to play in it.
I don't know of any black market fish oil salesman, but I do know that I can go into probably a dozen stores within like a 2-square-mile area and buy all kinds of different fish oil under
right.
different labels. Those things are not regulated by the FDA because it's not a prescription. Now, there is a, and Dr. Mary Ruart talked about this when she was on the show recently, somebody did wind up tweaking something in a fish oil and getting a prescription patent for their particular one. But the thing that you buy at CVS or Walgreens as fish oil, that's not regulated by the federal government. This is Free Talk Live. Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free call-in line where you can join us. That's 855-450-3733. And the us in studio tonight is Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And we'll go back to the phones here in just a moment. But first, want to make sure that I tell you about a website that you can go to get all kinds of news about what's going on in the cryptocurrency world. That would be news.bitcoin.com. One of the featured stories right now, according to a recent poll, a majority of Brits say they will not support a crypto issued by the Bank of England. Now, if you've listened to Free Talk Live for any length of time, you know that we've discussed the supposed crypto being supposedly released by the government of Venezuela. And, well, that's not really gone anywhere, but there's not been any polling data out of Venezuela to determine whether or not the people of Venezuela will use that state-run cryptocurrency. But according to a recent poll, a majority of Brits will not use whatever winds up being released by the Bank of England supposedly as a cryptocurrency. You can find that story and many, many more on news.bitcoin.com. Let's go back to the phones where we've got Jim calling in from Ocala, Florida. Jim, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hello.
Yep, you're on the radio. Go ahead, Jim.
Oh, okay. First off, I want to, as soon as I can afford it, I want to move to New Hampshire.
Great.
Excellent.
I believe in you guys. But for the past few years, I've been taking opioids, and it helped somewhat. I smoke pot, but I don't have the medical card yet. I'm going to try that. But I've been taking it for 5 years, and I take 180 a month. And they just gave me 90 more methadone to take with them.
Now, what do you take it for?
I have an artificial shoulder, and I guess it's hereditary osteoarthritis. Arthritis. I got the osteoarthritis from my mother, I guess. But it's hard to get up in the morning without taking any medication.
Mm-hmm. Right. So have you found that it's a lot harder to actually wind up getting the pills with some of the recent changes in law to where now you've got to, instead of just going to the doctor, you've got to go to the doctor, then to a pain specialist, then to somebody else?
Nope. He lowered them from oxy to hydrocodone plus the methadone, and I just go to him every month. He gives me the prescription, and I cash it, and that's all.
Gotcha.
But I spent at least 5 years I've been taking them.
All right. Well, you feel it's giving you a better quality of life?
No, it sucks. I'm addicted to them. I'd like to get off of them.
Gotcha.
It sucks. It's really bad.
Well, that's good. I think that there's plenty of avenues out there to get off of them, and the fact that you want to get off them is a really great first step in, you know.
Give me another avenue. What can I do?
Do they... And I'm just not well versed in treatment of opioid addiction. I mean, are the typical paths that they would take you through? I mean, is methadone?
I'm doing methadone also, but I can't get off it because then I can't function. I ride a motorcycle. I got to be able to ride and turn around, and it's not possible unless I'm on the medication.
Interesting. So how about Suboxone? Is that something you take too or have taken? Or
what?
Suboxone? And,
yeah. I think that's just a different version of the methadone, isn't it?
I think it's a little different.
It just stops the withdrawal symptoms. It doesn't alleviate the pain of the regular arthritis and shoulder stuff.
Have you told your doctors that prescribe you these opiates that you want to find, like, an alternative method?
No, he's a dickhead. He won't give me nothing else.
Oh, Jay, feed, on the LRN feed, but that getting dropped from the airwaves, you can't use that word.
Even if your doctor is one.
Even if your doctor is a Richard Cranium, you cannot use the shortened version of that.
Okay. Well, anyway, so I totally encourage you to reach out to, like, maybe, like, go online and look at other health professionals around where you live, or maybe consider going into another community if they accept whatever insurance that you have, and try finding a plan to get off those, because I mean, there's plenty of help out there for people that want it.
Well, it's a tough thing. I mean, this guy, you know, he didn't say, like, well, you know, my back hurts sometimes. I mean, he has a list of things that are going to cause him pain in his life. And
right. And
what a tricky balance between.
He said he doesn't qualify for medical cannabis in Florida.
Right.
So,
but I wonder how much of the pain, too, is associated now with the withdrawal symptoms. Maybe it can be miscommunicated with your actual injury. That once you start, weaning yourself off of it, that you might realize that
rheumatoid arthritis is not an injury. That's a very painful condition.
Yeah,
and I'm guessing that he said an artificial shoulder.
Is that what
shoulder.
He said? I could barely hear what he said.
Yeah.
Injuries
were. Yeah.
Artificial shoulder and rheumatoid arthritis.
Yeah. Okay. So those are, that's the thing. It's tough. Okay. And there aren't probably no magic bullets, but that's the trick. You know, how do you manage pain management with addiction and.
Yeah,
do it in a compassionate way.
Very tricky. Let's go to the Discord where we've got Duffman Sean. Duffman, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hello. So I wanted to bring up or go back to the Rajneeshes, but real quick, if Jim's still listening, he might want to look into Kratom. it really helps with opiate addiction and actually is a good substitute for opiate. I had a cousin who was terribly addicted to it and actually swears by kratom that it saved your life.
Nice.
Can that give withdrawal symptoms, though? Because I've heard about that before. But is that basically like just substituting one addiction for another?
From my understanding, it's not addictive in any way. I've actually taken it a few times because it works as a kind of a energy booster. Supposedly, I just kind of wanted to see what it was about. And I didn't have any addiction to it.
Go ahead.
Yeah, so it does a couple different things since there's a few different strains, kind of like marijuana, actually, though it comes in a powder like tea. It has pain relieving and also can relax you, and then others can give you real boosts of energy, euphoric energy.
I mean, is this like a high, or is it like a, you know what I mean? Like, are there any like trippy symptoms?
I wouldn't describe it as a high from what I from how I felt with it. It was just kind of like a big caffeine rush almost, just without your heart feeling like it's going to explode in your chest.
Right, right.
And what's the legal status of this?
Legal in New Hampshire, as far as I know, still.
As far as I know, it is. I don't think there's any federal regulation at the moment, although I had heard something about the FDA or DEA considering talking about doing something.
But yeah.
The only reason why I actually know about it is because of the government pushing a big campaign last year to try and ban it, and that got me interested in it. Started doing some research and found out my cousin and had this history with it, blah, 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 blah. So they're trying to ban it, but I don't think they're actually doing anything heavily currently.
Mm-hmm. I know we got some, there's some liberty activists up here in New Hampshire that swear by it, and they're people that have dealt with chronic pain. I think one of them has Crohn's disease, and I think Kratom's supposed to be able to help with that too. And it's an interesting thing. And
yeah, and there are some people that, you know, basically they look at that the way other people look at cannabis. It cures everything.
Right, right. But
stub your toe, smoke Kratom.
But the point is this thing's been used as a traditional medicine, at least, you know, going back into the 19th century, and why not be able to put into your body something to see if it helps you with it?
Exactly.
Duffman, thank you for the call. Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Do you have experience with kratom, cannabis, opioids, meth, cocaine, any of it? This is Free Talk Live.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at Sunny-Bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at Sunny-Bay.com. That's Sunny-Bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, Sunny-Bay.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm on to something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Possibly time for you and your thoughts if you call in now. And, well, we were about to go to Kevin calling in, but he just dropped off the line.
Dang it.
So, yeah, you call in now and we'll get you on. 855-450-FREE. And before we get back to, I'm not sure if there was more to that article.
We covered it.
About the opioids. Pull up the thing about the 911 operator, and we'll talk about that in just a second. But first, want to tell you about the Free Talk Live forums. Yeah, that's right. We've got old school forums. You remember forums from back in the day, Chris?
I remember when they were new.
Free Talk Live has them, and there's a new twist on the old forums to where things can be easily moved. If something's off topic, it can be moved to the appropriate forum, and it's really nice and easy to use. Forum.freetalklive.com. That's forum.freetalklive.com. There's even a forum somewhere in there where we're discussing Forkfest coming up in June in the White Mountains of New Hampshire. Definitely an event that if you're in New England or plan to be in New England, you want to check out. You can go to forkfest.party to learn more about that. So, Chris, there was that 911 operator down in Houston that wound up
getting in a little bit of trouble, Daryl. Getting a little bit of trouble.
Yeah. Well, what happened there?
Well, I guess if you're a 911 operator, the primary responsibility in your job is to answer the phone and to listen to what they say. And
911, how can I help you?
Dispense the correct amount of government to their location.
Yep.
And in this case, she was just hanging up on him. It took Hua Lee 2 minutes and 3 tries to get help from Houston 911 as a convenience store owner lay bleeding to death on the floor of his store after being shot. Lee was about to walk into a raceway in Houston to buy a lottery ticket in May 2016, but was stopped by another person's warning someone was robbing the store. Lee caught a glimpse of the man holding a gun, court documents say. Then he heard a half a dozen gunshots. He hopped into his car and sped away, and as he put distance between himself and the crime, he pulled out his phone to dial 911. The phone line picked up, then immediately disconnected. Lee tried again. 30 seconds later, his call went through to Krishanda Williams. Houston 911, do you need medical, police, or fire? She asked. This is a robbery, Lee blurted out. Lee heard a sigh, then nothing. The call had been disconnected again. On Wednesday, Williams was sentenced to 10 days in jail and 18 months on probation after she was convicted of hanging up on thousands of calls during the 18 months that she worked as a 9/11 dispatcher for the city of Houston, so according to the Houston Chronicle.
This is one of those things, and I'm sure you've seen the meme on social media where something winds up getting goofed up, and it is tagged, you had one job.
Right.
This lady had one job, to pick up the phone, say, 911, what's your emergency, and then relay the information to police, fire, or medics.
When investigators asked why she had hung up on so many people, she told them that sometimes she just didn't feel like talking. Franklin Bynum...
It's not her job to talk, it's her job to listen.
Franklin Bynum, Williams' attorney, told the Houston Chronicle that the case had unearthed systemic problems at the city's emergency center, which had consolidated calls for police, the fire department, and paramedics 15 years ago. He said that one of the problems was that the system drops calls instead of rerouting them if dispatchers aren't ready for them, and that his client was a scapegoat for a broken system. Quote, she was going through a hard time in her life, and she was a poor-performing worker at the Houston Emergency Center, he said. But punishing her doesn't do anything to fix the problems that still exist at the emergency center. Williams' supervisor was put on internal probation for a year, the Chronicle reported, but a jury found Williams criminally responsible for ignoring thousands of calls. Williams had started working as a dispatcher in July 2014 and had taken thousands of calls, court documents say, but not a year and a half later after she was hired, found that an abnormally large number of her calls had lasted 20 seconds or less, and the city began an investigation. The disconnected calls included one from March 13, 2016, during which a security guard named Jimmy Moten Jr. dialed 911 from his cell phone to report that two people in trucks were racing on Interstate 45. This is Officer Moten. I'm driving on 45 South right now, and right now I'm at, he said before Williams cut him off.
Is that the one where she said, ain't nobody got time for that, or was that a different call?
That's when she said, ain't nobody got time for this, for real, she said, and then the line went dead. When investigators pressed Williams about the call, she admitted she was in a call taker for both, court documents say. Williams' court documents said, admitting that she often hangs up on calls that did not that have not been connected because she did not want to talk to anyone at the time.
And speaking of calls, let's go to Joey calling in from Montana. Joey, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hi. Talking about having my hip replaced and being put on a great deal of opiates, it was 2 months before I could get to the surgery. And what happened was, is I became addicted to the oxycodone, and then I had the surgery, and they gave me 30 days of this thing. And they say that 10% of the people that are given oxycodone or oxycodone or hydrocodone or so forth, they develop diabetes. And I did, and I know why. It's because these kind of opiates attack your pancreas. And although I worked my way through it, and I beat the diabetes, and my hip is fine, everything like that, as long as you don't mind, if you might say, excreting tennis balls, you can get through it. But you can't stay on them forever.
Yeah.
Yeah, Joey, I'm glad to hear that you wound up beating the addiction, you beat the diabetes, and hopefully no medical problems at the moment.
No, not really. My leg works wonderfully, and I look forward to going walking, hiking, and so forth. And it's all good.
That's good.
Excellent.
To hear.
Thank you for the call. Let's go to Harry calling in from Charleston, West Virginia. Harry, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Gentlemen, how are you today?
Great. Doing well, and there's a lady.
Oh, a lady. Well, hello, lady.
Hi.
Hi, lady.
See, I was listening to the show, but I didn't hear her speak. Did
yeah, the
speak?
Last segment was kind of like, meh, didn't pick me up.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Anyway, about the 911, I've always thought it was the worst system this government has ever put into place because
really?
I was a firefighter for 25 years.
Oh, wow.
And we had our own dispatchers. The police department had their own dispatchers. And those dispatchers knew every alleyway. They knew a lot of the people involved, you know, that gave trouble many times. And once they consolidated into a multi-county 911, nobody knows where anything is. So if you call, it takes them time to go through their computer, find it on the map, hope the GPS is right, and then try to locate someone to help you. And I've listened many times on my police radio. It will take up to 6 minutes just to get the call from the time you call 911 to the time they dispatch that call to a firefighter or a police officer.
Interesting.
Now that's way too long.
Yeah.
And not only that, but the 911 center, the consolidation that was supposed to have saved us all of this money, has turned out to cost us almost twice as much.
Yeah, it's interesting. I live in a very, very small town here in New Hampshire, and you know, the folks that have been here forever, they know to call, if it's a police matter, they'll call the local police number regardless of the hour, because they know that it will get routed, if nobody picks up there, it will get routed directly to the sheriff's office, which would be our backup. So they avoid the whole 911 thing, which ends up going to Concord, which is 45 miles away. And then they get routed from there. So
right. So the problem here isn't that somebody created an easy number to dial. The problem is the consolidation of all of these services to where, as you said, the call is not even being answered in the same county.
Right, right. And it seems like if you did have a 911, even if you had one operator who, you know, or operators that answer that one call, they say police, fire, ambulance, and then based on your location, they instantly route you to the fire dispatchers, for example, in your county. That seems like it would be an improvement.
Yeah.
But again, it is what it is.
Harry, thank you for the call. Wish we had more time, but we don't tonight, but we'll be back tomorrow as we are every night of the week. And we're always online at freetalklive.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com. We'll never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, June 1st through the 4th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton-Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and more. Get tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.